When recovery relationships become complicated? Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Addiction recovery chaplaincy often begins with simple and beautiful hopes. A person wants freedom, a family wants healing, a church wants to care. A recovery group wants honesty and accountability. A chaplain wants to bring the love of Christ into a painful and hopeful place. But recovery relationships can become complicated. People in recovery may carry shame, fear, anger, trauma echoes, broken trust, old survival patterns, and deep spiritual hunger. Some may be honest and eager for help. Others may be guarded, suspicious, controlling, or manipulative. Some may want support but resist accountability. Some may ask for prayer while avoiding the sponsor, recovery leader, pastor, or treatment plan that is helping them face the truth. This is why the addiction recovery chaplain must be both compassionate and wise. A complicated recovery relationship does not mean the person is hopeless. It means the chaplain must slow down, stay grounded, and avoid reacting emotionally. The chaplain should not panic, rescue, argue, shame, flatter, or take over. The chaplain's calling is to remain steady, truthful, kind, and clear. One danger is emotional over-identification. The chaplain may feel, I am the only one who understands this person. That thought can become dangerous. It can lead to secret meetings, unhealthy dependency, blurred boundaries, or competition with sponsors and recovery leaders. Another danger is taking sides too quickly. A recovering person may say, my sponsor is too hard on me, or the group does not understand me, or the pastor is judging me. Sometimes that may be true. Abuse, exploitation, spiritual manipulation, or harsh control should never be ignored. But sometimes the person may be resisting accountability. The chaplain must listen carefully, ask wise questions, and avoid becoming a shortcut around recovery. What helps? Calm presence, clear boundaries, permission-based prayer, respect for recovery structures, honest communication, referral when needed, team accountability. The chaplain can say, I care about you, and I also want to support the recovery circle around you. Let's think about the next right step. What harms? Secret alliances, money promises, unsafe transportation, private emotional attachment, acting like a therapist, replacing the sponsor, giving advice beyond the chaplain role, turning one person's complaint into a judgment against the whole recovery group. People in recovery are embodied souls. They are more than their addiction, more than their relapse, more than their defensive behavior, and more than their worst moment. But dignity does not remove responsibility. Love does not remove boundaries. Grace does not remove truth. An addiction recovery chaplain serves best by staying close enough to care and clear enough to remain safe.